At a preliminary 7.6, the BBC's Steve Jackson reports.
The Japanese authorities had warned of possible tsunami waves up to 5 meters high, but many places on the Sea of Japan have so far been hit only by smaller waves. The largest yet registered was 1.2 meters high in the town of Wajima.
5 meters equals 16.5 feet. A government spokesman says nearby nuclear plants have not reported any radioactive leaks. Now to the Red Sea, where the U.S. says it sunk 3 Houthi rebel boats that were attacking a commercial freighter. A Houthi military spokesman vowing the U.S. will bear the consequences after 10 crew members on those boats were killed. The fighting in Gaza rages on. Correspondent Bradley Blackburn.
As the new year began, the war continued. Skies over Gaza lit up after midnight with flares and explosions, while Hamas fired rockets at Israel.
2024 has arrived everywhere. Thousands watched the fireworks at Seattle's Space Needle, CBS's Wendy Gillette on the ball drop in New York City's Times Square.
Security was tighter this year, in part because of Israel's war against Hamas. The NYPD kept a protest in support of Palestinians far away from Times Square.
Free, free, free Palestine!
There were also demonstrations in Chicago, Boston, and other cities around the world.
There are lots of new laws on the books this New Year's Day. CBS's Stacey Lynn takes a look.
From more protections for marijuana users in California.
Employers can't use a previous conviction for cannabis use to discriminate against an employee in hiring.
To a law involving a popular car hobby out there.
Local municipalities cannot prohibit cruising.
David Atkins is the head of the Council of State Governments and says there's also a new law making sure schools have some needed products for teen girls.
Private schools will be required to provide menstrual products.
Lots of people will ring in the new year at the Tournament of Roses parade in Pasadena.
I'm most interested in the cars because they have like very cool designs. That's why I'm very excited for this experience.
The 5.5 mile parade will also feature floats, marching bands, and performances by Michelle Williams, David Archuleta, and Jordan Sparks. Audra McDonald will be the grand marshal. Markets close this New Year's Day. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Locally grown radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. Your hometown news, talk, and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Lawyers for Republican lawmakers are asking the Wisconsin Supreme Court to reconsider its ruling that the state's legislative maps are unconstitutional. The Republicans argue the court's January 12th deadline for proposing new maps is rushed. Boundaries need to be in place by March 15th for next fall's state house races. Smart toys are popular holiday gifts, but they may be recording conversations or collecting personal information or tracking where you are.
They have microphones or cameras, or they connect to an app, or they're Wi-Fi enabled or Bluetooth. They have geolocators, which is a whole thing. So parents really need to ask a lot of questions when it comes to these smart toys.
Teresa Murray is with the U.S. Public Interest Research Group. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
Packers crushed the Vikings. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers dominated the Vikings 33-10 on New Year's Eve and keep their playoff hopes alive. The Packers defense held the Vikings' Justin Jefferson to just 5 catches for 59 yards and no touchdowns. With Eric Stokes suffering another hamstring injury and Jaire Alexander suspended, I asked defensive back Corey Ballantyne, when did he learn that he would get to play?
Oh, I had no idea. I had no idea till maybe Saturday.
Ballantyne intercepting a Jaren Hall pass that set up a touchdown touchdown for the Packers' Jaden Reed. Hall was making his first start at quarterback at home for the Vikings here at U.S. Bank Stadium.
I just couldn't get into a rhythm. I couldn't spit the ball around the field consistently. I just didn't have a good feel on it.
Packers linebacker Preston Smith.
Guys were causing pressure. Guys were not letting the quarterback be comfortable. He was not allowing big plays to happen. There was just a lot of great things happening with the defense today.
Preston, what's the best thing you think your defense did tonight?
We finished the game strong.
That's Packers linebacker Preston Smith. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be partly cloudy here on New Year's Day. We'll get to right around 30 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the west at 5 to 15, although the wind will start to pick up by late this afternoon. Tonight, clear, breezy 22. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a high right around 33. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 21.
All right, son. Time to put out this campfire.
Dad, we learned about this in school.
Oh, did you now? Okay. What's first?
Smokey Bear said to.
First, drown it with a bucket of water, then stir it with a shovel.
Wow, you sound just like him.
Then he said.
If it's still warm, then do it again.
Where can I learn all this?
It's all on SmokeyBear.com with other wildfire prevention tips, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
The Todd Almost Show.
Peter Rapine joins us once again.
For you bums world, we had our holiday party last night.
You scheduled this holiday party for your company, just thinking it was a cool little bar.
Yeah, so we find that we're in the middle of a singles mixer. Some guy stops me, hands me a card with someone's name on it and a phone number, which was flattering.
The library in Wisconsin Rapids is typically quiet, like most. But did you know it can get loud when there's live music? The McMillan Memorial Library is the home to the Cowboy Union Jam, featuring classic country, bluegrass, and gospel music. It's even bringing new interest to the old pedal steel guitar. For locally grown radio, WFHR, I'm Terry Barr.
Lost Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with our producer and engineer, Mr. Aaron Zommers, high atop State Street, a block off the Capitol Square in Madison. We are live on location in beautiful Green Bay, Wisconsin, home of WGBW, the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM. We are happy to be here. I have done a costume change once again. When in Rome, you got to wear a little green and gold. And certainly no two people epitomize Green Bay and the green and gold better than our next two guests. I am so happy to have them here. We are taking over their studio where they broadcast from each and every morning, Monday through Friday from 6 until 8 on WGBW and WISS Oshkosh Air Support. Mino in the Mayor.
Good morning. Good afternoon. I'm sorry. Look outside. Can you believe it's December? What is it? 28th? The sun is shining in downtown Green Bay and it's beautiful, isn't it?
How about this studio?
I know. You guys, have you been to the Madison studio?
Well, it wasn't finished when we were there. And that was, it's like, okay, there's going to be a big old fight to get some of those window offices, because that is a great setting you guys have overlooking State Street.
Well, I'm telling you, yes, it is. It is a great setting. But I'm telling you, we don't have like a proper kitchen. We don't. Your bathrooms have showers here, right, for goodness sake.
This is the bomb. I
mean, Johnny's been embarrassing a few times walking in there when Jim's stepping out. It's not something you want to
think about. Johnny's been in the business for 40 years and said, and we've had guests in here. We've had Murphy in the morning. We've had many TV people, and everybody's just in awe of the studio they built downtown Green
Bay.
Whole
facility.
They did a great job.
Yeah, we love it.
It's right on. It's downtown Green Bay. We're street level. We can look right out here onto the sidewalk. We're right next to the river as well.
Riverwalk, yeah.
City Deck. And it's a little WGN, right? People walk by, they wave to us in the morning.
We love it.
A lot of energy here.
Well, I love you guys. I catch you because, of course, I'm down in Madison most days by listening on the Civic Media app a little bit. And for those listening across the state right now, you know, we have our friend Pat Kreitlow over in Eau Claire. We have John and Gordy down in Madison, and that's fine. But, you know, sometimes variety is the spice of life. So if you live in other parts of the state, you want to find out what's happening in Green Bay, go to your Civic Media app on your iPhone or Android device, type in Civic, C-I-V-I-C, download the app, and then scroll down to WGBW, click on that, and you can listen to Mino and the Mayor 6 to 8.
Thank you very much.
Yep. Yeah, we love it.
I listened a little bit this morning, get ready. One of the things I love about your show is it's just so much energy and positivity, and it's quintessential Green Bay and Fox Valley.
Well, thank you, because that was our goal from day one. Right. And we had our six-month anniversary just the other day. And excuse my voice. Everybody here, everybody in Green Bay has a cold, just so you know. So I hope, hope you don't take it back with you. Literally everybody in this city.
This is the talk of La Crosse. Eagle 1490 AM.
Are you ready to start a meaningful career in healthcare? Are you looking for a job that fits your work-life balance? Become a certified direct care professional today and make life better for older adults or people with a disability. WIS Caregiver Careers makes it.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, "I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action." Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full-time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
From the hometown of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news, talk, and sports station.
Your memories are important, too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
Eagle 1490 AM.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Tell all the people across the USA, I love my Green Bay Packers.
Oh yeah, I love my Green Bay Packers. A little polka music for you. Appropriate, Mr. Somers. Thank you so very much. We are live in Green Bay, Lambeau Field, just down the street at WGBW 97.9 FM, 1590 on the AM dial, the talk of Green Bay, and our morning crew here across the Green Bay and the Valley, WISS and Oshkosh as well. John Mino, Jim Mayer, the hosts of Mino and the Mayor every morning, 6 until 8. You can listen to it locally, or you can listen to it on the Civic Media app. Guys, we were talking during the break, and again, thank you for being here and coming back in the afternoon after doing your show in the morning.
This is fun.
Yeah, this is great.
We love having you.
Being a guest than a host a lot of times. You don't have to worry about the time. You don't have to worry about the spots.
It's all your job. Yeah, we don't have to read any ads.
Exactly.
Right. So well, you know, one of the cool things that I love about working for Civic Media is whether it's Phil Nee in my home station in Richland Center or Chad Holmes up at Wausau.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
I love my Green Bay Packers.
Oh, yeah. I love my Green Bay Packers. A little polka music for you. Appropriate, Mr. Somers. Thank you so very much. We are live in Green Bay, Lambeau Field, just down the street at WGBW 97.9 FM, 1590 on the AM dial, the talk of Green Bay, and our morning crew here across the Green Bay and the Valley, WISS and Oshkosh as well. John Mino, Jim Mayer, the hosts of Mino and the Mayor every morning, 6 until 8. You can listen to it locally, or you can listen to it on the Civic Media app. Guys, we were talking during the break, and again, thank you for being here and coming back in the afternoon after doing your show in the morning.
This is fun.
Yeah, this is great.
We love having you.
Being a guest than a host a lot of times.
You don't have to worry about the time.
You don't have to worry about the spots.
It's all your job. Yeah, we don't have to read any ads.
Exactly.
Right. So this is cool. Well, you know, one of the cool things that I love about working for Civic Media is whether it's Phil Nee in my home station in Richland Center or Chad Holmes up at Wausau at Bull Falls Radio, other people around the state in Civic Media, including the two of you, that Sage Weill has hired people that know the area in which they're at. This isn't some satellite that's plugged in and people in Green Bay are listening to somebody in Los Angeles. You guys have lived here. You're part of the community. And I think that enriches the program every morning.
That's our goal. For saying that. And I think Sage, really, and I'm glad he hired me. I'm glad he hired Johnny. But you're right. I mean, we know a lot of people. People, they know us. They trust us. And we work hard to get guests and connections, and I think it's working. I mean, tell us
a little bit about a couple of these guests you've had locally that maybe other media wouldn't have.
But you know, sometimes you don't know what's going to happen until you start interviewing somebody.
Right,
now,
right.
You know, I've worked for a lot of radio stations. We wouldn't bring in owner of a small hamburger joint unless they're an advertiser or had something big going. You know,
right.
We brought them in because they were mentioned as like one of the things, you know, the top type things in downtown Green Bay. And the more we talked to this young guy, the more we're just like, oh my goodness. He started out doing a food truck, okay?
Yep.
First day with the food truck, first event, it blows up on him. Like,
wow.
Literally blows
Show
up
us the
on
scars.
Him. Showed us the scars. He had to go to, like, the flight of life to Milwaukee.
Really?
Third
oh
degree
God.
Burns all over his face and his arms and everything like that.
Wow.
And we were both, like, stunned. And we're like, well, you didn't want to quit? No. As soon as I was better, I got back at it.
Wow.
And you know what I mean? Those kind of little things I think are important stories to tell.
And I think the other thing that Green Bay is a little bit sometimes known as a sports community, and it does very well in sports. But we brought in authors that mm-hmm. have written books that this is a venue for them to talk to our listeners and say, look, this is what I've written and why. And we've had quite a few musicians in here.
Yeah, a lot of musicians. We like local musicians. We like them. Actually, one of our regulars every week is Dennis, the lead singer from the Glam Band, which is huge around here.
Yeah, I heard them this morning. Yeah,
oh,
yeah,
my gosh. Yeah. They are amazing.
That was good.
And we've had people who write their own music. They play in smaller venues. And we had a comedian in here. And I just think if they're having a show that's coming up at Evergreen or at St. Norbert, they get a few listeners to listen in and maybe pick up the show. And they're very appreciative, and so are we, and I think the community is too. It's not all this, and these they would never get to go on TV to do that.
Right. We never want to talk down to any of our listeners,
right.
But we want the normal type people on our show. Right. You know, they don't have to be the mega stars. They don't have to be the whatevers. We want the heartbeat of the area. We want them to be part of our show.
Right? Everybody has a story, right?
Everybody has a story. Thank you very much, Todd. That's exactly what I was trying to get to. Yeah. Everybody has a story.
Yeah,
they just need a forum or a venue to get that story out.
I tell people my story is I have a mutt resume. When you know when you work in politics, when your boss, your party is in power, you have a job, and when you don't, you don't. So in one of my previous lives, I was a chamber executive director and Main Street director at Richland Center, and Green Bay for a long time, maybe they still are, was a part of Main Street in Wisconsin. And so you know, I remember coming here in 2000 and the start of some of the revitalization. Fast forward, you know, I would argue that Jim, part of that is your leadership, but also the council, the community. But talk about the changes in Green Bay. Sure, we're proud of the Packers. It's a great place. But to your point, there's artisans, there's authors, there's music. It's so much richer than just Packers.
We got a young lady living right upstairs of us here. She writes to the Green Bay Press Gazette. She's author of, I believe, six poetry books that are world-renowned.
Wow.
World-renowned.
Right.
And she's from out east, New York, actually, to begin with.
She went to Columbia. Yeah.
Went to Columbia, but just loves it here, doesn't want to leave Green Bay. She lives literally 100 feet away from us, straight upstairs here. She's an amazing advocate for homeless help and different things like that in the Green Bay community. An amazing, like I said, I mean, she said readings in Europe and all over the place, but she just decided, this is where I want to be, Green Bay, Wisconsin.
And there's
I think that's pretty cool. Although I will say one thing. If I was a professional turkey hunter, I'd live in Richland Center.
No, there are some good turkeys there in Boston.
I've gone turkey hunting in Richland Center, and that's a great area.
It is a great place.
Plenty of turkeys here.
And fishing on the Wisconsin River. Wisconsin River goes right through it, right?
That's right. Yeah, absolutely.
I think
Richland Center.
I do think, though, in terms of the city, we had Tony Manrich on. He used to play for the Packers years ago. He hasn't been back in Green Bay in 30 years. Like, you know, and you talk about the Packers. They've evolved, too.
Yeah.
I mean, give them a lot of credit, right?
Absolutely.
They put on additions, and they built up that Titletown area. But I agree with you that the city has changed. I think we were, I don't know if we were complacent or stagnant, but it was, and success breeds success. You know, everything from the city deck downtown to, you know, the building you're looking at across the street here.
You've been to the Northland Hotel?
Northland. Oh, yeah. You guys lost. That was a huge shopping center right downtown. Right. And I mean, that was a huge loss. It was like, what's going to replace it? What's going to fill in here? Yeah.
From $4 million to $45 million tax base to, you know, 700 jobs. But the city just needed, you know, I take a little bit of credit, but we just needed people. We needed the business community behind us. And it takes a lot of, as you know, being in politics, a lot of moving parts to make it happen. I would tell my kids, we drive through a city that's like, wow, what a great city. This stuff doesn't just happen. I mean, there's a lot of work that goes into it. And I think we've done a good job. Green Bay, as you know, Todd, was named, you know, the number one community to live in the United States. In the
Amazing.
United States by U.S. News and World Report, which is a very, you know, prominent magazine.
But as we always point out, there's huge room for improvement.
Oh, boy.
We have a terrible fentanyl program problem around here.
Yeah.
Terrible. It's like the number one. We have a lady that comes on, a wonderful lady. She's a huge real estate agent in this area, amazingly successful. She lost her son to fentanyl.
Wow.
And she is such an advocate now. And she said, and she knows everything there is to know about that problem. She said Green Bay has the biggest problem in the state.
It's certainly a challenge as we move into 2024. Absolutely. But, you know, as we said, there are a lot of great things here, a lot of great reasons to visit.
But we don't ever want to pound our chest and say everything's perfect.
We don't.
No, I think that's realistic, and I think I applaud you both for keeping it grounded, right?
Yeah.
About a minute left for each of you. What have I not?
We're here for the rest of the show.
If you want to hang out with us,
you're on our turf.
Yeah. You can let us in, but you ain't letting us out.
We're talking about crazy pet stories at the end of the year next, so if you want to stick around, that's fine.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest station ever. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
CBS News Brief pro-Palestinian demonstrators challenged the festive air of New Year's Eve celebrations last night, including in New York City, says CBS's Wendy Gillette.
Security was tighter this year, in part because of Israel's war against Hamas. The NYPD kept a protest in support of Palestinians far away from Times Square.
Free, free, free Palestine!
There were also demonstrations in Chicago, Boston, and other cities around the world.
80 people have been displaced by a fire at an apartment building in Brooklyn, some folks blaming it on fireworks.
I heard the fireworks, and right after the fireworks, I heard everybody, the commotion in the hallway. And I panicked, grabbed my jacket.
Two children and two firefighters were injured. A magnitude 7.5 earthquake has hit central Japan, the BBC's Ron Young.
The broadcaster NHK is broadcasting official warnings telling people to quickly leave coastal areas.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Buggyhout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin's economy is ending the year in good shape. The state's unemployment rate is 3.3%. The Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development says a record 3 million people were working in Wisconsin at the end of November. The Journal Sentinel reports that the biggest problem with Wisconsin's economy is not enough workers to fill job openings. The flu, RSV, and COVID-19 are running high in Wisconsin. Dr. Tom Haupt is Wisconsin's chief epidemiologist.
There's no indication that there's any kind of plateau going on, that we are leveling out. Everything is still on a pretty steep increase over the past few weeks.
Two children under the age of five died from RSV in Wisconsin last week. I'm Nate Wuggyhout, Civic Media News.
Sports allow us to play, learn, and grow. But there's something more important than victory. At the U.S. Center for Safe Sport, we believe every athlete deserves to be safe. Safe from abuse and misconduct on and off the field. We equip athletes, parents, coaches, and others with the right education to recognize, prevent, and respond to harmful behavior. Join the movement to champion respect and end abuse at uscenterforsafesport.org.
It is going to be partly cloudy here on New Year's Day. We'll get to right around 30 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the west at 5 to 15, although the wind will start to pick up by late this afternoon. Tonight, clear, breezy 22. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a high right around 33. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 21.
News talk and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Anybody who's ever breastfed a child knows that breast milk is liquid gold. Preserve it at all costs.
Oh, that's what Kristen was talking about. Yeah. Freezing it, like pumping, freezing. She's like, I have bricks of it. I'm like, this sounds like a reboot of Breaking Bad. Like, this is.
In the breast
Breaking
milk
breast. Bracket. Breaking breast.
Breaking breast. Well done.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
It'd be great if life came with remote control. You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind. Like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Or that time you forgot to roll up your windows in the car wash.
Fantastic.
Yeah, a remote control would have come in handy then. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome. But prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1 minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Life doesn't come with a remote control.
Yikes!
So you're on your own with the WASPs. You have the power to take control of prediabetes. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Here's a fun fact for you. The average chameleon can point their eyes in two different directions. On the other hand, the average human can't. So unless you're a chameleon, there's absolutely no way you can focus on texting and driving at the same time. So don't do it. Unless you're a chameleon.
Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Your place for this area's news, talk, and sports. We are locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Free screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
Eagle on 1490. Air,
1490 AM.
Online,
lacrosseeagle.com.
And on the Civic Media app. This is Eagle 1490.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Who let the dogs out?
Welcome back to the Tallow Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, live on location from Green Bay, WGBW 97.9 FM 1590 on the AM side locally. You can also find it on the Civic Media app. Many thanks to our guests there last segment, John Mino and Jim Schmidt of Mino and the Mayor, hosts of the show right here in Green Bay and Oshkosh every morning, 6 until 8, Monday through Friday. How about that kind of energy, Mr. Zommers?
Oh, definitely. Obviously, I don't get to listen to them every day. You know, I have to work on things. But when I do get to listen, it's a lot of fun. And they have they have a lot of funny stories. I've edited a couple of promos. One of them, John Mino used to have a Shetland pony.
Okay, very good. I did not know this.
It's just... there's not much to know about it besides that.
Well, speaking of that, it's interesting you bring up a pets, because over the, and so we just want to take this kind of like last half hour of our last show of 2023 before we move into 2024, do a little, as my former math teacher Andy Spees from middle school like to say, remember, math as in life, it's always good to pause and reflect. Pause and reflect. So we want to do a little pausing and reflecting this half hour, and talking about stories of the past year, and also looking ahead to 2024. Mr. Zommers also has a board game of the week before we get out of here that you may want to play with friends and family over the New Year's Eve holiday. So anyway, let's look into this blast from the past, Mr. Zommers. You have queued up a couple of things, a couple of our favorite pet stories, because if nothing around here, we always enjoy a good odd pet story, right, Mr. Summers?
Oh, yeah. And we've had some very entertaining ones over the last year or so.
It always cracks me up. And, you know, it's just things that not things that are made up, but things that actually happen with our pets. So, Mr. Zommers, you have the first one. And John from Boaz called in earlier today in the show. We love it when he calls. And John had been talking about turkeys and dogs. And so here now, from this last year, one of our best clip pet stories from John and Boaz. John and Boaz, how the heck are you this morning?
I'm pretty good. I have a real good turkey story for you.
That's fantastic. What is it, John?
I had bought 50 baby turkeys, and I put them in the barn and made a nice cozy spot for them.
All right.
And I put my dog in the barn to keep the cats away from the turkeys.
Okay.
Well, when I came home from work, there wasn't a beak, a feather, or a foot anywhere. Except my dog was laying on his side with a full belly.
Oh my God. Your dog ate the turkeys.
Yep, every single one of them.
50 turkeys.
That's what you call a Thanksgiving dinner. Wow. That, so the literally the fox was supposed to guard the hen house, or the dog was supposed to guard the turkey house, and he ate all the turkeys.
Yeah.
And the cats are probably just looking at you thinking, and you thought we were the ones you had to watch out for.
Doggone it.
That's fantastic. Do you turkey hunt?
No, I don't.
All right. You're just raising turkeys to sell, or just for the hobby, or what?
Yeah, just for the food.
Right, yeah. No, it's great. It's great eating, that's for sure.
And it was great eating for the dog.
It was great eating for the dog. I mean, and these, you understand, these are the kind of moments that we don't script. You don't write them. They just happen. And honest to goodness, it's one of my favorite parts about this job is that it's different every day. And you never know when you're going to get one of these golden stories from one of our great listeners.
Yeah, a perfect example of never knowing when you're going to get one of these stories. One day, we were talking about Tupperware, of all things. You know, played the little clip from Napoleon Dynamite where they run over the Tupperware in the car. And it's like, they were thinking it was going to be indestructible, and it sure was not. And we asked for callers to call in with Tupperware stories, which, you know, we didn't really expect a lot, but...
Right, it's Tupperware, you know. How exciting can Tupperware really be?
But we ended up getting a really good call from another one of our friends, Bevan Richland Center. Do be aware that this show is from when we used to be in the morning. Something was wrong with recording it, so it doesn't sound that great. Your radio's fine. It's on our end. but it's still absolutely worth listening to. This one's amazing.
Beverly in Richland Center has been patiently waiting. Beverly, we appreciate you holding on. We are joined also by Luke Mathers, co-host of Dueling Tangents. What do you have for Luke and I this morning, Beverly?
I have to admit to you that I have a 1970s vintage set of mustard yellow Tupperware canisters sitting on my kitchen counter.
Yes! If I had a pair of Brewers tickets, I'd give them to you for the best story of the day. That is fantastic. 1970? Well,
yes, it has to go back at least to the 1970s. Yeah, and a number of years ago, I had to leave for several days, and when I came back... my cat had managed to pop the top off those secure canisters and had dumped 5 pounds of sugar into the house.
Well, now, wait a minute here. If you got a cat that can open Tupperware, you should be on the old David Letterman show or whatever with, you know, pet tricks or something.
Well, the sad part of the story is within several days, that cat died of hyperglycemia.
I'm sorry, that's both tragic and it's quite a story. The cat, now wait a minute, the cat opened the canister, ate a container of sugar, and died of hypoglycemia.
Well, he had rolled all in it, and it was spread all over the house. So evidently, he just tried to lick himself clean and licked himself to death.
A sugar-coated cat. See, this is if you could only know my joy right now, because when I was approached to come back on radio and to do a show, you know, people were thinking highbrow stuff, political things, whatever. This is exactly the type of call that I was looking forward to. This is it right here.
Well,
can I ask the name? What was the name of the departed cat?
Slayer.
Slayer?
Yes.
Slayer got slayed.
Slayer the sugar-coated cat.
This is the best call we've had in 4 months. Hands down. It's fantastic. Beverly, do you still... So you've still got that canister, that Tupperware on the counter then?
Yes, I do.
And I'm sure she still does.
That gets my vote for best call of 2023.
I think so, at least just offhand. I can't think of anything that beats Slayer the sugar-coated cat.
Well, and I mean, talking of recipes, I mean, talk about a great compliment to go with your Chancellor's hot lacrosse buns. How about, you know, Dad just walked in front of the camera. how about you know, a sugar-coated Slayer kitty?
I feel
that's
like
fantastic.
Eating that much sugar... Well, it may be deadly to a cat. It is still not recommended for a human.
No, it's not. It's not at all. For those watching on the stream, my dad would say, he's here, we're visiting Sean, only my stepmom, and he said, well, can I sit in this studio for the last half of the show? And I said, sure. He was over the other, so he was sitting in the corner, and he was waving to somebody out the window. Apparently, he's going to go say hi, so he just walked in front of the camera. We're doing a show here, for goodness sake. But it's the end of the year. It's fine. So I would like to revisit Mr. Zomers because, you don't have to tell the entire story again. But you yourself have one of the top pet stories of the year, your gecko.
Yeah, so Simon, the leopard gecko, originally my two younger sisters bought him. And I was thinking to myself, oh, no, they're not going to take good care of it. I know it's a leopard gecko. They're pretty easy to take care of, but I still feel like something was going to go wrong here. And unfortunately, I was correct. So after a while, one of my sisters who was in charge of cleaning up the, not a cage, but like the terrarium or whatever, and she kind of let the ball drop and stopped cleaning up after his excrement. And so he got parasites from his poop. And I noticed, I was just looking around and saw he didn't seem to be doing too great. Wasn't moving around a lot. His eye looked kind of swollen. And so I brought him into the vet and we got like medicated eye drops, antibiotic eye drops and stuff to give him. And he got mostly better. His vision's not 100%, but I also convinced them to start feeding him live crickets instead of freeze-dried ones. He started getting a lot healthier. But then at one point, leopard geckos shed every couple weeks.
Shed their skin.
They eat their skin because, you know, it's got a lot of nutrients. Why just let it go away? And at one point, I noticed behind his legs, there was a little spot where the shed skin seems to be stuck. And so I took him to the vet again. And it turns out that he was developing necrotic tissue on a hemipene, which is the lizard equivalent of a nut. So he had to get it amputated. So I was taking care of my sister's leopard gecko, drove half an hour to bring him from Manitowoc to Sheboygan to the vet twice. And this second time, he had to get a lizard nut amputated. He was fine. He was fine after that. A lot less aggressive. And we had to give him like antibiotic shots, which actually he cared about that a lot less than he cared about the eye drops. He didn't like those. And Simon's still well. I see him every time I go home, feed him some crickets and everything. And he's just hanging around. Well, he's half still hanging around.
he's hanging halfway. Simon the one-nutted gecko. Oh, goodness gracious. This show is ending just in the nick of time for 2023 so we can reboot and come back in 2024. I think coming back in 2024. I mean, I've heard that story now at least three or four times, and every time it genuinely cracks me up.
It's a really funny story.
It's just so absurd. A, I didn't even know that you could do that kind of a procedure on a gecko. Number two, you know, like, why would you? But I get it. You get attached to a pet. And three, the fact that the thing has survived and thrived, you know,
I know,
gives us all hope, I think.
I wouldn't have thought that my parents would want to pay for it, but it turns out it was actually not very expensive, especially the medication. That was like pocket change.
Well, there you go. There you go. Do anybody have a favorite pet story or end of the year? If you have, this is the last few minutes. If you want to call in and share your end of the year 2023 and beginning of 2024 thoughts, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. You can also text us on the Civic Media app and let us know your end of the year thoughts for 2023. Moving into 2024. It's been quite a year, Mr. Zomers.
It has. And from what I remember, you also have some pet stories of your own. I know at one point you had a secret pet chicken.
I did. My sister and I, my granddad bought us a small little fluffy chicken at a flea market. And we named it Fluffy, and we snuck it into the house, and Mom had no idea. And we were raising the chicken in a cardboard box in the basement. until, you know, the chicken lost its fluffiness and started actually developing feathers. And that's where things went sideways. And ultimately, Fluffy meant its demise in a cardboard box in a basement. Don't call PETA on me. We were kids. We were kids.
You didn't know any better.
We were just trying to take care of the chicken. Anyway, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789 with the end of the year thoughts. You know, it's been a lot of fun. I appreciate you, Mr. Zommers, this entire year. We've traveled the state here in Green Bay. We've been to Wausau, we've been to Eau Claire. We've been to Chippewa Falls. We've been to Richland Center. We've been to Milwaukee. And there's going to be a lot more of that in 2024 as we travel the state. We're going to get out more in the communities. We're going to do more shows on location, invite in local guests. And
Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Iron Man. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant and if you don't do dialysis, you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
You know, your well-being changes from loss of hope to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity, because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
You're tuned into your home for the Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
To my doctor, but I'm glad I did. She told me it was postpartum depression, and that is very treatable. These days, things are feeling good, and we're both happier about that. Right, little man? I'll take that as a yes.
Mental health care is working for Simone. See what it can do for you at mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
This is the talk of lacrosse. Eagle 1490
You're
AM.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back to the Tahlo Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 10 before the hour of 2 o'clock. That's 10 minutes away from network news, a check of weather, and then our friend and colleague, the great Matt Flynn of Matt Flynn Direct. He will be in giving us a little history lesson, as he likes to remind us, history happening every minute of every day. Matt Flynn will take us to the front lines of history, Mr. Zommers, and I'm going to move into 2024. I think that all of us would do well to heed Matt Flynn's advice and counsel. He is an attorney, after all. And remember, fascism creeps in on little cat's feet.
I think you're right. We need to remember that.
I told Matt at the Christmas party, at the holiday party, I said, I'm serious about this. I want T-shirts in 2024 that say, fascism creeps in on little cat's feet - Matt Flynn.
I think that would go over. I think we could at least make those for everybody at Civic Media.
Yes. As we move into 2024, that will be, I think, very important. Mr. Zommers, any big New Year's Day plans? We're going to be off on New Year's Day proper on the 1st of January. We have a special kind of best of show on January 1st. And we're also taking off January 2nd, next Tuesday. So our next live news show will be the 3rd of January, next Wednesday. Any big plans while we're off for a couple of days?
Well, first of all, what you can look forward to if you're tuning in on those days, we do have some new content to listen to about, you know, the year in review and what to look forward to, as well as on Tuesday, a look at our star signs, some astrology, see what Todd and I have to expect in the next year.
Love and loss or something like that. I'm not
something
sure.
Like that. Yeah. So Monday, you'll also hear one of our recent visits with John Roach. And Tuesday, we have 2 hours of Tuesday Tangents with Luke Mathers. So while you won't get to hear any new additions, you will get to scratch that itch of hearing our friend Luke. Aside from that, celebrating New Year's Eve with some friends. And then I don't have anything special planned. I'll probably just be editing a lot of podcast stuff.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to be back in the RC on Saturday night for the Those Were the Days WRCO Triviathon. You can listen to it in Southwest Wisconsin on WRCO FM 100.9. You can also download the Civic Media app and listen to WRCO Country and Community. That's tomorrow night from 6 until midnight, Triviathon. And then I'm just kind of chill on New Year's Eve a little bit. And don't forget that on New Year's Day, I'll be up to watch the Rose Parade live from Pasadena. And then the Wisconsin Badgers are taking on the LSU Tigers in the ReliaQuest Bowl, used to be the Outback Bowl. January 1st, 11 a.m. is kickoff, and you can hear that game right here on Civic Media's app. Just go to the app and listen to it on WRCE in Richland Center, WRJN in Racine, Kenosha. Also up in Wisconsin Rapids at WFHR and WLAK in Amory. All those stations locally will carry it, as well as on the Civic Media app, the ReliaQuest Bowl, Wisconsin Badgers taking on LSU, 11 o'clock on January 1st, and then we'll get back to business on Wednesday. Let's go quickly to the phone, Mr. Sommers, who we got to. Andrew from Waukesha calling back about a minute and a half here. What do you got, Andrew, looking back on 2023?
Well, you know, I do think that the Supreme Court decision is the most important thing that has happened in 2023. And I think it's something that everybody kind of knew would happen once Janet Potosiewicz was elected. So this is something that people have had a lot of time to think about. And ever since Janet was elected, I said immediately, let's not have an argument about maps and gerrymandering. Let's just have more representation in Madison. And it seems to me it's an idea that everyone kind of likes. They haven't really thought about it, but it sounds good, and then no one talks about it. I emailed Charles Franklin. I said, why don't you do a poll? Ask people, are you satisfied with 6,000 people per assembly district, or should it be something more like 25, 30? Mm-hmm. And there's no debate, no discussion. And so my hope is that we can have a discussion instead of, you know, having our maps drawn around terms like contiguous. Why don't we just have more representation?
Yeah. No, I think a great call. I really appreciate it listening down there at WAUK, the Shaw and Waukesha. Yeah, I think that the Supreme Court decision in Wisconsin declaring the legislative maps unconstitutional, that's going to have a big impact as we move into 2024. And of course, Matt, I bet we'll be talking about it today and nationally. Now you have Colorado and the state of Maine saying that Trump cannot be on the ballot for president next year. And you have Michigan saying that he can. This is ultimately probably going to end up in the U.S. Supreme Court. Here's my quick position on that. I just want the law and the Constitution to be followed. So the January 6th bipartisan commission has already said that Trump helped start an insurrection. If the 14th Amendment to the Constitution bars insurrectionists from serving as president, that seems pretty clear to me. I'm not in this for partisan to stick it to any side. I just want the Constitution to be followed and adhered to. And if that's inconvenient for one particular candidate, well, that's so be it. I mean, look, I'd vote for Barack Obama again if he was eligible. But the 22nd Amendment bars him from doing that. Should we, quote unquote, let the people decide and just ignore the 22nd Amendment? I don't think so. I don't think you could ignore the 14th either, but we'll see.
And yeah, hopefully when they work on those maps, there is some consideration paid to not just changing the lines, but adding more districts and more representation, like Andrew suggested.
Have you got a one-minute board game of the week in you?
Sure, we can do that.
All right, quick, one more board game of the week for 2023. Here we go.
We're back again for another board game of the week. But again, it's another quick little three. So these are three board games that I've already talked about before, because I have a board game that's new that I want to talk about, but it's too complicated to get into when we're going into New Year's Eve, where people are probably going to be a little inebriated. So we've got three simpler games.
Why don't you just give us two quickly so we can get a quick ender in. So give us quick two.
Okay. Codenames, which is a game I talked about a couple weeks ago, where you have a grid of words and you try to give hints to pick the right words. They're code names for secret agents, and one person gives hints. You're trying to get your team, get the right agents contacted, without giving away the opponents or the double agent that could make you lose the game instantly. And Card Sale, co-designed by Charlie Behrens, where you try to sell weird items in a yard sale and add on different modifiers to make them more or less desirable to your friends. It's pretty funny. And there are simple games you can play while under the influence, perhaps. So those are the board games right. of the week.
There you go. Board game of the week for 2023, Mr. Somers. Thank you so very much. Thank you for everything you have done, my friend, for this show and for me. I really appreciate you. Happy New Year to you, my friend. Also, quick shout out to Sage Weil, our owner and CEO, Catherine, Luke, Kristen, Brian, Jane Matinier, as goes Wisconsin, been fabulous to work with, the entire Civic Media crew that gets it done.
Yes.
Thanks for everyone for making this show go. I cannot wait for 2024. Happy New Year to everybody. Stay tuned. Matt.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Our top story this January 1st, tsunami warnings are up after a series of powerful earthquakes in Japan.
Authorities in Ishikawa Prefecture, a sparsely populated area on the Sea of Japan, said the quake toppled houses, ignited a large fire in the city of Wajima.